This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The University of Louisiana at Monroe wraps up its month-long celebration of Black history next week with a gospel concert and a collection of acclaimed speakers. Dr. Wayne Brumfield, Vice President of Student Affairs, joins me now for an update. Dr. Brumfield, welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thank you, Jay. I'm really happy to be here this morning.
Quite a lot of things happened over the course of the month of February. We wanted to bring you back because there's such a packed week of events going on just between Sunday and the end of the month on Thursday. Let's jump off and talk a little bit about what's going on Sunday afternoon.
Well, we're in our last week of Black History Month celebrations, and starting Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Emmy Lou Biedenhorn Recital Hall, we have a gospel concert. We have the ULM Interdenominational Ensemble, the Little Flower Catholic Church Choir, and the Zion Travelers Mail Course. And we're really excited about the gospel concert. We had a very nice concert last year, and we thought it'd make a nice touch again this year. Sunday will be our kickoff, and we will move into Monday with critically acclaimed author Ernest Heal from Oak Grove, Louisiana. Ernest will come in and do a talk, and we're inviting the public to come out and hear him in local schools on Tuesday. We partnered with the Department of Communications, and we're bringing on Dr. Javon Johnson, and he is a spoken word poet and scholar from UCLA, and we'll let the communications folk promote that program a little, but we just want to mention that while we're on the air. On Wednesday, the Campus Activities Board is bringing on a speaker, and we were partnering with them, Dr. Peter Q. John, and he's going to bring a program called Free Dreams. And in this program, he talks a lot about personal responsibility and self-sacrifice and what it takes to achieve in this life that we live. And so we're really excited about that. And finally, on Thursday, we have one of our own, Dr. Joe Prophet. Dr. Joe Prophet was the first African-American football player here at ULM. He had an outstanding career here and in the NFL. In fact, he was drafted in the first round in 1971, and he went in with the Atlanta Falcons and had a great year with Atlanta and a great season and a great career. And I think he ended his career with the Saints. But Dr. Prophet is very special. Not only was he a special athlete, but he's also a businessman and entrepreneur. And he just finished his autobiography, which will be on sale at the presentation on Thursday afternoon at 7 p.m. So we're really excited about this final week. We have our roller skates on and we're moving. And we just want the public to please feel free to come out and enjoy. And it's free. You don't have to pay anything.
I think that's something that's extraordinary about this is having this quality of speakers, many of them with ties to Northeast Louisiana and ULM. But the university is offering this not just to the student body, but to the general public.
Yes, we're encouraging the public to come out because we are a university and we live in the community. So that's important. The town-gown relationship, as we call it in higher education, means a lot. And so we're asking the public to please feel free to come out, not just for Black History Month events, but for all events that happen on campus.
So looking at just the overall month and looking back a little bit, some of the speakers you've had have really had a piece of history. Especially when you're talking about Joe Prophet, the first African-American football player here at, I guess then it was Northeast Louisiana State College.
Yes.
That kind of history, and then looking at where their lives have taken them.
Well, you know, Jay, I think that's been the theme this year for all of our programs, to look for young men and women who have attended school here and have gone on to do great things in their lives and for their families. And I think we've been very successful in providing that kind of engagement with our former alums, bringing them back, and then having our students have a sense that if they did it 30 years ago or 40 years ago, I can do it now.
And what does that mean to students? So you've had a chance to, throughout the month, talk to some of the students and some of the public who've come to these events. What kind of feedback do you get?
You know, our students, young people today, you know, they have information in the palm of their hands. And they can Google anything and get an answer. But I've heard some interesting comments, you know, from students and from community folk who say, wow, I didn't know that this was going on here. I didn't know this person had such a fantastic career here at ULM. And to hear them talk about when they arrived on campus, what campus life was like, and then graduating and going out into the world and getting the first job or the second job and continuing to grow and develop, it's a very powerful statement to the perseverance and the dynamic leadership in which these young men and women have preserved their lives and have come to this point. And so I've been very fortunate. I can't take credit for all of this. I have a committee of folk working with me, and they've been very, very helpful in helping to design the programs and media relations and that staff. I mean, it's not a Wayne Broomfield effort. It's a university-wide effort. And I have to give credit to all of those folks, Christy Bailey, Laura, Kiwana, Lindsay. You know, they've all been there. Dr. Salisbury, all the persons on the Black History Planning Committee. So it's been really, really fun. And the most important thing is to sit in that audience and listen to that speaker. It's just been fantastic.
The final week of Black History Month celebration at the University of Louisiana at Monroe kicks off with a gospel concert at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Most of the details are online at ulm.edu. Dr. Wayne Broomfield is the Vice President for Student Affairs here at ULM. Dr. Broomfield, thanks so much for coming back to talk with us.
Thanks, Jay, for inviting me.